It's Wednesday, February 12, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Former Minister Jerry Akanjo, in a sitting with our reporter Angie Scholtz, has praised founding President Samuel Daniel Shafishuna Nujoma for keeping Namibia debt-free from IMF and World Bank. Akanjo urged the incoming government to complete the Ondangwa-Cape Fria Railway, a project Nujoma envisioned.
He was a visionary leader. When he was President of the Republic of Namibia, we never had collaboration with the IMF and the World Bank. We never borrowed from them. He was a person who could stand on his feet and say, we must do all ourselves. When he was a president, the last few years, he initiated the construction of the railway line from Tsumeb up to Chicago without borrowing money. He himself participated in the construction of the railway, and all the Namibian people all over the country, business people, people squatters, people who sleep under the bridges, they rallied around him and they built the railway.
Namibia's position in the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index remains unchanged. Graham Hopwoods is the executive director for the Institute for Public Policy Research. He says factors like the unresolved fish rot case and lack of fishing sector reforms could be to blame.
We're still at 59 out of 180 countries, and our score is still 49. So probably an indication that we are not really making any progress in the battle against corruption. There are so many issues where we haven't really moved much in the last few years. We haven't implemented the whistleblower protection law. We haven't yet got a functioning Access to Information Act. We have so many unresolved cases like the collapse of the SME Bank. Many examples of where Namibia is not really moving forward. This is hopefully a sign and a wake-up call to the incoming administration.
South Africa's police minister, Senzo Mchunu, strongly condemns corruption and criminal activities by government officials. This follows a major crackdown on corruption at Lephalale local municipality in Limpopo. The operation resulted in the arrest of 18 people, including municipal officials and a driving school owner. Police ministry spokesperson, Kamogelo Mogotsi, says the suspects face charges relating to corruption, fraud and violating the Roads Traffic Act.
These officials had been under investigation since 2021. Investigations remain ongoing, and more arrests are expected as law enforcement agencies work diligently to dismantle corrupt networks.
In continental news, the Rwandan-backed M23 armed group has warned of a possible advance on Bukavu, the capital of South Kivu province, citing a worsening security situation. And according to Reuters, this comes as the Democratic Republic of Congo's government refuses to engage in direct talks with the rebels. Capturing Bukavu would mark a significant expansion of M23's control, further weakening Kinshasa's authority in eastern Congo following the fall of Goma in late January. Russia has freed American detainee Mark Fogel. The 63-year-old school teacher was released from prison yesterday, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. He'd been arrested for the illegal possession of cannabis back in 2021 and was given a 14-year prison sentence, which the United States views as wrongful. Corresponding for us is Benji Hire.
One of U.S. President Donald Trump's key advisors, Steve Witkoff, negotiated the exchange in person. A show of good faith and a sign, the White House says, that we are moving in the right direction to end the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump had promised during his presidential campaign to end that conflict in just a day. Mark Fogel's family has thanked President Trump for securing his release. It is unclear, however, what America's given to Russia as part of this deal. Benji Hire, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.